Hello guys, and welcome to another podcast episode. The show is the DocSport podcast. My name is Humphrey Peterson. In this podcast, today's podcast, we're going to be talking about transitions as part of a series of design terms that I do share here on the podcast show. So if you haven't been following my podcast series, then do like to welcome you to DocSport. Is a podcast for designers. I share design terms on here, what you kind of likely find in a textbook or a course if you do enroll in a UX and UI design course somewhere. And also sometimes these terms are coined by myself, so it might be a little bit odd. It might sound a little bit odd or unfamiliar to a lot of you, but if you listen to the definition and go with it, you probably land yourself in a place where it might help you recollect a lot more easier. And that's the main intentions for having this kind of brief podcast with terms, definitions for terms that I coined. It might not be so familiar, like I said earlier, but I realized that if you can put things that you experience into words in such succinct fashion, it helps a lot to recall, and it helps you to sort of build up a lot more understanding as you go forward. That said, we'll jump straight into today's design trivia. Today's design trivia, we're going to talk about transitions, and I will define that as what you compare to in the real life as a segue, or a segue to something like having two animations or two screens or two prominent pages or something very prominent, and you like to switch between that and something else, you like to use a transition. So it is a segue or an animation that smoothing out transitioning or changes from one state of a page or one state of an object on the website onto another. It's just very much like the animations, like what I define animations to be, but transitioning is much more concerned with changes from pages or a significant or prominent page onto another, or a significant state of an object on the web page onto another. Take for example a page that changes from one category onto another, and you want to include or you want to fix a sort of transitioning from that categories between categories. So to do that, you use a transition effect, and there is a feature in CSS or a property in CSS that allows you to include transitions. I think I've gone further beyond just dishing a term, as I do frequently or often on here in my previous broadcast. That should mean that I will talk about it again in the previous one. In the next episode, but not so much into details. Just to like smoothing out a few ends here and there and edges. All very much concerned about you, that you've understood and you can very much recall and commit to heart the essence for ensuring that you have a transitioning from significant features on your website. Should there be a need that you're switching between one or more of those features or objects on your website? And that's it for today's design trivia. Join me shortly for more on transitions. Thank you very much for listening. Catch you again very soon. Stay blessed.